and we look at sports and what's going on. Baseball is not going on. Of course, the lockout continues from major league owners, and spring training games are on hold or canceled. And we also have the first official games of the season have been postponed already. Someone who had comment on it was Angels' Mike Trout, the best player probably in baseball. He spoke out on the lockout, quoting here, "We need to get the CBA right. He is arguably the best player right now in all of baseball." He voiced his thoughts on the lockout and the canceling of opening day after 9 straight days of negotiations between the league and the Players Association. Trout is a 3-time American League MVP. He says he wants to play games, but he's acknowledging that it's important that the labor negotiations can get taken care of before they step onto the field. Quote, "I want to play, I love our game, but I know we need to get this CBA right," end quote. He tweeted that yesterday. He continued, "Instead of bargaining in good faith, MLB locked us out instead of negotiating a fair deal. Rob canceled the games." Quoting here, "Players stand together for our game, for our fans, and for every player who comes after us. We owe it to the next generation." So, with words like that from Major League Baseball's probably best player, it doesn't look good for the baseball season. Tiger Woods can win even when he doesn't play golf. He beat out Phil Mickelson for an $8 million impact bonus. He moves the needle. Doesn't matter whether he plays or not. The PGA Tour informed players on Wednesday that Woods was the winner of the new $40 million Player Impact Program that rewards those who generate the most positive interest in golf, measured by 5 metrics. Woods won the $8 million prize over Phil Mickelson. Now, Mickelson claimed on Twitter in December that he was the winner. So that rivalry now goes on to a different stage. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, Phil has not had a good couple of months after what he said about a month ago about the tour that was going to happen in Saudi Arabia. All right, let's move on to some basketball. College basketball, number 5, Auburn held off Mississippi State in overtime. Katie Johnson scored 12 of his 14 points in overtime. Jabari Smith had 27 points overall, and Auburn held off Mississippi State 81-68 in overtime. Must have been a good overtime. Number 14, Arkansas survived in the last seconds against LSU. That was a 77-76 game on Wednesday night. Now, taking a look at local action, the UConn women are done until the tournament starts, the NCAA Women's Tournament. Saturday, March 5th, UConn is ranked number 1 in their bracket. Taking a look at UConn men basketball, the 18th-ranked Huskies lost to the Creighton Blue Jays 64-62. Both teams now have a 21-9 record. UConn will take on DePaul on Saturday, March 5th at 5 p.m. And taking a look at NBA scores from yesterday, this year is turning out to be not so good for the Knicks. The Knicks lost to the 76ers 123-108 yesterday. And, of course, we all know that also the Nets are now having their problems as well. Taking a look at the NBA schedule for tomorrow, for today, the Nets will take on the Heat. That is set for 7:50. And coming up tomorrow in the NBA, local teams that are in action, the Knicks take on the Suns. And then on Saturday in the NBA, locally, no teams are playing. On Sunday, the Nets take on the Celtics in NBA action. Switching over to the National Hockey League, the Rangers fell behind 2-0 but came back to win against the St. Louis Blues by a score of 5-3 yesterday. Coming up today, any local teams playing? The Islanders take on the Vancouver Canucks, and the Bruins take on the Golden Knights. Tomorrow, the Devils take on the Rangers. That is set for 7 p.m. If we take a look at the standings, once again, the Bruins, right where they've been all season long, in fourth place in the Atlantic Division with 68 points. And in the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in third place. They have 73 points. Leading the division, the Hurricanes with 79, and the Penguins have 74 points. And that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.